ただいまからリスニングテストを始めます。放送される英語を聞いて、それぞれについて最も適切な答えを一つ選び、 A 回答用紙のその2に記入しなさい。問題は A、B、C の3種類に分かれていて、全部で26問です。いずれの問題も一度しか聞くことができません。問題を聞き終えたら、直ちに回答を記入しなさい。1問の回答時間は約10秒です。問題冊子にメモを取ると良いでしょう。パート A、リスニング1から6では、会話やアナウンスの後に問題が続きますので、それに対する最も適切な答えを A から D のうちから1つ選びなさい。それでは例題を聞いてみましょう。
Can we leave now?
Wait, I'm not ready. Don't worry, we won't be late. It's 2 hours before the movie starts.
I know, but the traffic into the city is always very heavy at this time of the evening.
Okay, I'll be ready in a minute.
Question: Why does the woman want to leave soon?
正解は C です。それではリスニングテストを始めます。
Listening 1.
Finally, today, I'm going to give you a bit of travel advice for those interested in going to Switzerland. It's an amazing country with many things to offer tourists. While not that big, there's a lot to see. Here are a few packing tips for you. The climate is mild, so...Save some space in your luggage and leave your hat and sunscreen behind. Switzerland is expensive, though, so make sure you eat a big breakfast at the hotel and buy a small lunch from the supermarket. I would suggest you take a small day bag so that you can carry food with you during the day. If you take a camera with you but forget a recharging cable, don't worry. You can easily borrow one from the hotel front desk.Lastly, I found I didn't really need my hiking boots, even though it's quite hilly there. I got by with my regular shoes just fine. Most importantly, have fun, eat lots of good food, and come back with lots of photos.
Question 49. What does the woman recommend you pack for a trip to Switzerland?Listening 2.
Okay, I'm ready to go to bed. Do you think we should leave one of the windows open so it won't be so hot tonight? The bedroom window would be perfect, but it is always hard to close again. So how about the living room one?
Sure, and perhaps the kitchen one as well. Then it will be nice and cool.
Last time I opened that one, the noise from the neighbor's air conditioner kept us all awake. How about the study room window instead?
That would work well, but I have a lot of papers on the desk. I don't want them to blow onto the floor.
Well, I guess we'll have to leave just one window open this time. Hopefully it won't be too hot tonight.
Question 50. Which window do the man and woman decide to leave open? Listening 3.
Hey, have you checked the train schedule for tomorrow morning? I need to get to the city by 9 o'clock for a meeting, but I'm not sure which train to take.
Yeah, I looked at it earlier. The first local train leaves at 6:45, but that one's pretty slow. It arrives in the city at 8:50, so you'd have to rush from the station to the office.
That's a bit risky. Is there anything earlier or faster? I really don't want to be late.
There's an express train at 7:15. It only takes an hour, so you'll be there by 8:15. That gives you plenty of time to get to your meeting, even if there are delays.
That sounds better. That gives me enough time to grab some coffee once I arrive.
Question 51. What time does the 7:15 train arrive in the city? Listening 4.
Excuse me, I'm a bit lost. Can you help me find the History Museum?
Sure. The museum is just a 10-minute walk from here. If you keep going straight on the street, you'll see a large intersection. When you get there, take a left.
Okay, so I go straight and then left at the intersection. Is there a sign or something I should look for?
Yes, there will be a sign for the museum just after you turn left. You can't miss it. But be careful. There is another museum nearby, the National Art Gallery. They're only a block apart, so it's easy to confuse them. Once you arrive, the entrance is not difficult to find. It's just up a large staircase.
Great. Thank you so much.
Question 52. What does the woman say about finding the History Museum? Listening 5.
We really need to finalize the plans for the graduation party. Have you thought about where we should hold it?
I've been looking into it. We need to choose a place that can fit everyone comfortably. How many people are we expecting?
I'd say around 50 to 60, maybe more. Could we rent out the community hall?
It might feel a bit too formal for the kind of party we want. It should be somewhere more relaxed. What about that new outdoor space by the river? It's not the cheapest, but it's got a nice open area, and there's a covered section in case it rains.
That could work, but is it big enough? I mean, 60 people is quite a lot, and we'll need space for tables, music, and maybe a dance floor, too.
It should be fine. I checked it out last weekend, and they said it can hold up to 100 people. Plus, the view of the river will be nice. The only thing is, we need to book it soon. It's becoming really popular for events.
Sounds perfect. Let's go with that.
Question 53. Why do the man and woman choose the outdoor space for the party? Listening 6.
Oh no, not again. My computer is updating again. This is the 5th time this week.
Yeah, that can be annoying. How long will the update take?
I don't know. The time keeps going up. It started at 1 minute, but now it's up to 14 minutes. This is so frustrating. I can't print my report for class until the update is finished. And we also need our computers for class today.
We do?
Yeah, don't tell me you forgot to bring yours.
I didn't know we needed it. I missed class last week.
Didn't you email the teacher? He's really strict about being prepared for class. He always says that missing class is not an excuse for being unprepared.
I know. Oh, man, what am I going to do?
Just be honest. I'm sure he will be nicer to you if you tell the truth.
Question 54. What is the man worried about?
パート B、リスニング7から8では、英語を聞いて、印刷された問題に対する最も適切な答えを、A から D のうちから1つ選びなさい。なお、リスニング7には問題が3つ、リスニング8には問題が3つあります。例題はありません。
Listening 7
Attention singers, do you want the chance to perform in front of the whole country? Do you have what it takes to be the next pop star sensation? Well, next Saturday, come to the Civic Center at 8 a.m. for your chance to audition for the television show Pop Sensation. You can play a musical instrument while you sing if you wish. A piano is on hand if needed. Come in a costume, dance, be creative. It's all up to you. You'll need to bring a written copy of the lyrics you'll be singing, original or otherwise,and some kind of identification card, showing you're at least 18. Solo singers and groups are both welcome. Please visit our website for more information on what types of songs are allowed in the competition. Our judges will vote, and the top 10 performers will earn a spot on the show. The winner of that competition will receive a cash prize and get to record a selection of their songs in a studio, which could lead to a recording contract with a major music label, just like it did for Angela Lee and Mark Tegan. Start practicing now, and see if you have what it takes to be a music star.
Listening 8.
Finally, today it's time for our weekly medical news update. Today's topic is migraines. Now, everyone has had a headache from time to time, and some have even had severe headaches. These terrible headaches are called migraines. Almost 10% of people in the world suffer from them, although the rate is higher among women. Migraines are far worse than regular headaches, and typically feature pain on just one side of the head. In the biggest study yet, research found that migraines were the second largest cause of public illness. They are also responsible for an estimated 25 million sick days by workers in the UK alone each year. As I mentioned, migraines are much more common in women, with 1 in 5 suffering from them, compared to 1 in 15 for men. The reason why remains unclear. Here to tell us a little more and give us an update is Frank Stiller.
Thanks. Well, firstly, it may surprise some people just how little doctors know about migraines.
Is that because they're something new?
Many people assume this, but actually, no. Migraines are one of the human race's first recorded illnesses. You would expect doctors to know more about them. However, until recently, research on migraines received the lowest amount of public funding for illnesses from European governments. In the U.S., funding for other illnesses received 10 to 20 times more funding. Luckily, things have changed, and this is no longer the case.
How so?
Well, lots of new research has been funded and conducted. Doctors are now able to identify the symptoms and distinguish migraines from other illnesses. The high number of patients with migraines means that doctors should be well informed about the causes and treatments for the condition. However, although the condition is so common, it's rarely taught in medical school. As a result, medical students still don't learn much about it.
So what is the latest update you have for us? You have some good news, I hope.
Yes. A new type of medicine has been developed and is going on the market today. Instead of taking a pill, like people typically do when they get a migraine, it's an injection once a month, like a few other forms of migraine treatment. It works by blocking migraines before they even develop. There are some pills which can do this, too, but what sets this new type of medicine apart from them is that it was designed specifically just for the treatment of migraines. Until now, doctors had to rely on giving patients medicine that was actually created to help cure other diseases that sometimes helps people with migraines, too.
Interesting. Okay, let's take a little break, and then when we come back, we can take some questions from our listeners.
パート C、リスニング9から10では、英語を聞いて、それに対して印刷された各文の内容が正しければ A、True を、正しくなければ B、False を選びなさい。なお、リスニング9には問題が7つ、リスニング10には問題が7つあります。例題はありません。それぞれのリスニング問題について、英語の指示文が流れます。その20秒後にリスニング問題が始まるので、印刷されている問題に目を通しておいてください。
Listening 9. You will hear a woman named Keiko and a man named Skip discussing her experiences working for Vancouver Whale Watchers. Look at the 7 statements below. Decide if each statement is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B. You now have 20 seconds to preview the questions. Listening 9 will now begin.
Hello, listeners. On our podcast today, we have tour guide Keiko Bowhead, who has over 20 years of experience working at the Vancouver Whale Watchers Company. Tell us about how you became a tour guide there, Keiko.
Sure, Skip. Well, I started out with the company as a receptionist. Then around a decade ago, I was offered the chance to shift from the office over to the tour boats as a guide because they were short of staff. I had enough knowledge to do the job, liked it, and just continued to be a guide from then on.
I see. On the website, I read that the company started in 1988?
Actually, no. When it started in 1988, it was originally an ecotourism company called Zodiac Tours. Some years later, though, our current owner changed the company name to Vancouver Whale Watchers. That's when we started offering whale watching tours.
Interesting story. Tell us about the business now.
We operate 7 days a week from April 1st to October 31st and employ over 25 regular staff members year-round and 40 staff during our peak season in July and August. Our tours host thousands of people a year from nearly every country in the world. Actually, Vancouver Whale Watchers is about to enter its 30th season of operation and has a 98% whale sighting success rate.
Congratulations on that. So, from what time and how long are tours?
We offer larger ship and smaller ship tours. They both depart twice daily at 9 a.m. and 12 p.m. from our dock. There is another smaller ship tour that leaves the dock at 2 p.m. Tours typically last between 3 to 5 hours, depending on how long it takes to find the whales.
And the price?
The larger ship tours are $179 for adults and $159 for seniors and children under 12. The smaller ship tours are $189 for all passengers, although for safety reasons, children must be at least 8 years old. We serve water and snacks on board free of charge, and passengers can also purchase meals if they like. Oh, and we offer a guarantee to see whales. If you don't see any, then you can come again for free until you do.
Thanks for the informative talk, Keiko. It sounds wonderful.
Listening 10. You will hear an announcement at a driver's license center. Look at the 7 statements below. Decide if each statement is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B. You now have 20 seconds to preview the questions. Listening 10 will now begin.
Welcome to the South Mountain Driver's License Center. If you're here to renew your license, please listen carefully to the following instructions. First, if you haven't already filled out the renewal application form, you can pick one up at the reception desk near the elevators. Please complete the form carefully and take it with you. You'll need it when you pay the renewal fee later. If you brought the orange postcard with you today, you may take it home as it is just a reminder of your appointment time today. Once your application form is complete, please line up at the health check station for your vision test. Though the lines are long, we pride ourselves on the efficiency here at the Driver's License Center, so the wait is always short. After that, please proceed to the second floor to the payment counter. Be ready to submit your completed application form and the 3,000 yen fee. Once you've paid, you'll receive a receipt. Hold on to it, as you will need to submit it in order to receive your new license. Next, turn in your receipt to the staff waiting at counter 5 and wait in the main hall for the start of the required safety movie. Once the movie finishes, a staff member will call your name and collect your old license. When your name is called again, you'll have your picture taken, and then you can receive your new driver's license. If you have any questions or need help finding your way around, staff waiting in the hallways will be happy to assist you. Thank you for visiting the South Mountain Driver's License Center today.
This is the end of the listening test.